The MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis is near the top of the list of many families' favorite movie traditions at Christmas. While only about a third of the film takes place during the holidays, its story of the tight-knit Smith family at the turn of the century harkens back to a simpler, more innocent time and has resonated with audiences for decades. Meet Me in St. Louis would be director Vincent Minnelli's first in a long line of Technicolor hits and starred two of MGM's box office favorites, Judy Garland and Margaret O'Brien. I'm Charles Horek, and you're listening to On Film. Margaret O'Brien was all of 7 years old and already a major star when she made Meet Me in St. Louis. Miss O'Brien was a guest of the 2013 Plaza Classic Film Festival, and we spoke about her career at MGM, her extreme stardom at an early age, and the making of one of the cinema's greatest musicals. The following was recorded on the stage of the Plaza Theater on August 9, 2013, before a screening of the film.
Thank you so much. This is why I love El Paso. I was here many years ago. You're such a wonderful city and friendly people. Los Angeles was just voted the most unfriendly where I'm from. But I love El Paso. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and welcome to the Plaza Theater. Meet Me in St. Louis, certainly one of the greatest films ever made, certainly in the top of all musicals ever made, a favorite among millions. How did you find yourself as a young girl in this film?
Well, this is a rather unusual story, because I would not have been in films if it had not been for my dog. And that's why, of course, I love dogs. And my mother was a very famous flamenco dancer, and also my aunt, and they were dancing with the Cansinos. That was Rita Hayworth's mother and father's Spanish show. And my mother had to have some pictures taken at a very famous photographer by the name of Paul Hesse. But she didn't have a babysitter for me or for my little dog. So she brought us along, and when my mother walked in the office, the photographer said, "That's the face I'm looking for. What a beautiful face, because I'm looking for someone to be on the cover of Saturday Evening Post." Well, of course, my mother or my aunt thought it was one of them. And he said, "No, it's not you, it's the dog." So then he said, "Well, the baby doesn't look too bad either, so you can put her in with the dog and I'll take the picture." And that picture made the magazine cover. And my dog and I modeled for Paul Hesse for several magazine covers. And when MGM was looking for a little girl to play in Journey for Margaret, they were looking at every magazine cover, every child all over the world practically, and they saw this cover and called me out to the studio among many children. And I happened to be very lucky and got the part of Margaret in Journey for Margaret.
Because you were very talented as well. And Journey for Margaret is how you got your name, Margaret O'Brien.
It is. O'Brien was my last name, but my first name was Angela. Angela Maxine. But I love the part of Margaret so much, I made my mother take me to court so I could have it legally changed. So since I was 4 years old, I've been Margaret. And as a matter of fact, Mickey Rooney was the only person at the studio that could call me Maggie. And he would call me Maggie the old bag. Because my little dog's name was Maggie before I became Margaret. So we couldn't have a Maggie and a Margaret all at the same time. So
very quickly at MGM, of course, perhaps the finest studio to work for in the 40s. They were doing some of the most beautiful films. Your career was like this, and we're talking about when you were 5, 6, 7 years old, you quickly became one of their biggest stars financially, box office draw, popularity-wise. How did Meet Me in St. Louis come around? Because Journey for Margaret, if I remember right, was 42. Meet Me in St. Louis is 44. It's one of three films you made in 1944, or that were released in 44.
I don't remember the year.
You were too young, right?
I'm too young to remember the year, right?
So did they already have you in mind for this role of Tootie?
Yes, MGM did have me in mind for the role of Tootie, but I had already made several movies at MGM. And, you know, the studio was a bit stingy, Mr. Mayer, and he paid his stars not very much money, but my mother was a very smart person, and she said to herself, I really don't know how long a career my daughter will have. So I wanted to do it. I want to say this. I didn't have a mother that ever pushed me. She said, the minute you don't want to be doing this, we won't. But I loved it. But she thought, you know, we can't be doing it for nothing, because my mother had to give up her career to be at the studio with me. So she went into Mr. Mayer's office. Now, when you go into Mr. Mayer's office to ask for more money, he would be in a great big chair, and he put you in a little chair so that you'd feel very, you know, inhibited when you were asking for money. Now, I didn't do this, but my mother did. But she didn't get inhibited because she was very pretty, and Mr. Mayer kind of liked her. In fact, he asked her to marry him one day, but she said no. But anyway, she said, I want $5,000 a week. Now, that was the highest salary for anybody at the studio at that time.
In 1944.
Yes. Doesn't seem like a lot today, but then that was the highest salary. And now Mr. Mayer could cry better than I could when you asked him for money. And the tears came down his face and said, oh, I just can't do this. And he wiped his eyes. And my mother said, well, you know, I had a career. Well, I'll just take Margaret. And I really want to go to New York anyway. My mother was a bit of a gypsy, a Spanish gypsy. And she said, so that's fine. So we'll just leave. And in the meantime, in those days, they would have a look-alike, which was not a very nice thing to do. They had a look-alike. James Craig was the look-alike to Clark Gable. My aunt's career was ruined because she became the look-alike to Lucille Bremer. And that career never really got started. So they had another little girl under contract who had tested for Journey for Margaret at the same time. And they told her parents that she would be Meet Me in St. Louis, and she was going to play Tootie. So her family was all prepared for this. She did some costumes, and her father was one of the lighting technicians at the studio. Then he would be up on the rafters with the lights while we were shooting. So the family was all excited, but of course they had, you know, put so much into me at that time that they always thought they would call me back. And they called us back and found us in New York and said, Margaret, you have to be Tootie. But they had to tell this little girl's family that she wasn't going to be in the picture. And her father had a nervous breakdown over it and almost tried to drop a light on me during the set when we were shooting one of the scenes of Meet Me in St. Louis. So that was a terrible thing to do. But I loved the role of Tootie, and I was just so happy to play Tootie because I got to do all the things my mother wouldn't let me.
So you weren't a precocious child,
no,
tomboy?
I was very kind of quiet and sweet, and I loved going places. I loved traveling. I loved going to restaurants and things with my mother. But I was not a real precocious child. I tried to really mind my manners. The only time I didn't mind my manners was when I went to the White House, believe it or not. And I was at the White House with Mrs. Roosevelt. I had met her on the Queen Mary. And it was a very rough voyage, and everybody was sick except Mrs. Roosevelt and me. And she told my mother she would take me into the dining room for dinner. So I had dinner with Mrs. Roosevelt, and then I became the March of Dimes child. So when I went to the White House and was invited for tea, my mother told me to mind my manners, and Mrs. Roosevelt said, oh, let little Margaret play with my grandchildren. So we went upstairs. You could do that then. You could go through the White House then. So when Mrs. Roosevelt and my mother came back after having tea, I was caught sliding down the banister with her grandchildren. And my mother sort of gave me a little whack. And Mrs. Roosevelt said, that's all right. We have to do that sometime. I was just embarrassed. It didn't bother me, but I was embarrassed. So that was the only time I was Tootie. I was playing Tootie at that time.
I got you.
But what a place to play Tootie, right?
And they would let you, of course, because you were a major star. Meet Me in St. Louis is, of course, directed by the great Vincent Minnelli, who was not the great Vincent Minnelli quite yet. This was he'd made a few films at MGM. This would be his first color film at MGM. What was he like to work with? Because, of course, he went on to make some of the greatest films at MGM, including this one. And there's a lot of ensemble work, a lot of singing, dancing. Was he a taskmaster? Was he a lot of rehearsals?
He was wonderful, Vincent Minnelli. Now, Vincent Minnelli knew everything about that era, that Victorian times, and he was an antique collector. So all of the beautiful furnishings, even to the doorknobs that you see on the set, he actually got. He really decorated the set. He did much more than just directing, and that's where I learned my love of antiques. And he did everything, and this was a really happy time for Judy because they were engaged, and he was wonderful to her. I was very lucky because I came into the studio when they had the child labor laws, but Judy was just before that, so the studio did overwork her a lot. She and Mickey, they would have long hours, but they could only work me from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock, and I had to also do school in between that. That was very important. The school teacher really kind of ran our hours, which was wonderful. But in Judy's case, those hours became very long. But with Vincent, he saw that she got enough rest. When we'd get to the studio, we all had a 9 o'clock call, and we'd finish at 6 o'clock. So she was very happy doing this movie. And, you know, so many people think of Judy as being a very sad type person. She was really a happy person. You know, if the studio didn't work her so hard, Judy loved playing with the children. She loved playing all of our games. Of course, they don't have this game so much anymore, but we used to love to play hopscotch. Do any of you remember that, where you pick up the little things with the ball? And Judy loved doing that. And she played with us, and she loved children. So she really became like my big sister because I was an only child. So I love Judy.
And you can certainly see that on screen. That affection is genuine.
You've been listening to my conversation with actress Margaret O'Brien, recorded live on the stage of the Plaza Theater as part of the 2013 Plaza Classic Film Festival. Meet Me in St. Louis remains one of the most cherished musicals in all of cinema, especially so at Christmas time. The film is full of extraordinary performances, including that of its youngest lead, Margaret O'Brien. Tune in next week as I'll conclude my conversation with Miss O'Brien about her life and the making of Meet Me in St. Louis. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak, wishing you a very happy and safe new year. Thanks for listening to On Film.